Okay, today is Daf Nun Hey. It's Daf Nun Hey. We're in Nun Dalid Amud Beis, second line from the bottom. Right? So we're discussing that if you have the opportunity to protest when you see something being done that's not correct and you don't, so it goes on your shoulders as well. We'll qualify that a little bit in a minute. The Omer of Papa, Bahani Debe Reish Galusa, Nidvasu Al Kule Alma. The house of the Reish Galusa, they can make any rule they want. They can make any rule and they can make any decree and they're the ones that have a chance, mamish. Kid Amri Rav Chanina, my dechziv Hashem b'mishpat yavo imzikne amo visarov. Right. So it's a pasuk in where's this pasuk? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. So imsarov chatu. If the sarim, the officer sinned, zikanim ma chatu. What does the zikanim do wrong? Why are they getting judged? Ela ema al hazakenim, the zakenim are getting judged, shalomichu bisarim, because they didn't protest the officers. Rav Yehuda have Yosef kamei de Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was sitting by Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was sitting by Shmuel. Asahai, listen to the story. Asahai it, a woman comes in, katavcha kamei. She's crying about some issue. Vohavi ash mashkech bei. And Shmuel is not paying any attention to her. She's complaining, he's sitting there ignoring her. Amalei, so Yehuda says to Shmuel, Lo savale mar, don't you agree? Shmuel, don't you agree? Atum ozno, you close up your ear, mizakas dal, from the screaming of the poor, gamhu yikra veloyane, so you also not going to be answered? Why are you ignoring her? So Amalei, shinana, Yehuda, listen, reishach bikriri, my head is cold. In other words, your head is cold. Reisha dereishach bechamini. The head of the Reish Galusa, he's the one who could get things done for her. Rashi says that was Marukva. He's the head. Well, I can't do anything to help her. It's not my business. I can't. Marukva can help her. She should go there. But nothing I can do for her. The point is, if you have the ability to do something and you don't, then there's a tain on you. Hayase Marukva Avbezin. He's the Avbezin. Dichsiv. Based David Komar Hashem Dino Lavake Bemishpat Vitilu Gozal Miyad Oshak Pentate Keish Hamasi Barva Vein Mechabev Ne Roa Me'al Lehem. But I just forgot to mention that we're learning today for Fu Shalema for Avram Zev Shol Ben Esther.
What does it mean exactly? She came to him.
Right.
It's not my fault, it's his fault.
You're coming to me. I can't do anything about it. Not that I can't, not my fault. I can't do anything about it. You come to the rabbi, I got a parking ticket. I can't help you with a parking ticket. It's not my job.
Let him say, I can't help you, I'm sorry.
Right. So she should know, don't you should know that?
What?
You get a parking ticket, you go to the rabbi, complain to him? Don't you realize that? He's not the right guy? Similar type of thing, no?
Right.
I'm sorry, what? Yeah, I just said.
It's a funny analogy.
No, that's that one.
It's exactly the same idea.
Right? Amalei Rav Zera Rav Simon. Levavchinhu mar lahani debe reish galusa. You should go and give mussar to those children, you know, the house of the reish. Amalei, you should give them mussar. Amalei, lo makablimina. They're not going to listen to me. Amalei, this may be what you're saying. Afal gaf, even though, delo makabli, levavchinhu mar. Even if they're not going to accept it, you should still do it. That was. So you're all saying very good.
You're supposed to do your action.
Look at the top toes, folks. Look at the top toes. Hainu, that is where, when should you say something? Hecha, the suffix. It's a suffix. E, mekabli, if they're going to listen. Kedama basamach, lifnehem, migolui. And we're going to have a story in a minute where Hashem, with the malachim, are going to say to Hashem, migolui, who knows? Migolui, who knows? Who knows if they're going to listen? Only Hashem, only you know. We don't know. Avol hecha devadai lo makabli. But if it's for sure they're not going to listen, how do you know they're for sure not going to listen? Sometimes you just know. It's a waste of time. They're not going to listen. Right? Hanach lehem, let it go. Right? Mutav shiyu shogin v'ayuhu mezidin. Raz let them be b'shogig and not b'mezid. That's a big halachic issue, when you even say that concept. Let it be b'shogeg, it shouldn't be b'mezid. I don't know if you say that on the rights anyway. Kedarina b'hamevi, what?
You don't say it on the rights
anyway. But But the idea might be, I don't have to go to my neighbors who've been living here for 60 years. Not religious people. I'm going to go start telling them about Hilchas Netilas Yadayim. Get away from me. What do you want from me? I'm not going to listen to that. I should go do that, embarrass myself every day, go bother them. That's not going to work. But you have a wife or a child. Correct, right. I think, you know what? I really think that, I don't know if that's really the right way you should be keeping Shabbos.
Exactly.
You could say something like that. Now, they can for sure not listen. Not for sure they're not going to listen. I wouldn't say that. They might not listen. They might not listen. But at least if it's definitely a suffix. Right? So it's a suffix.
It's all in the delivery.
It's not all in the delivery. It's a lot in the delivery, but a lot of it has to be mekablet. Let's be mekablet. So not everyone's ready to mekablet, right? But that doesn't mean they're for sure not going to listen. Now there are sometimes there's no child they're not going to listen, and it's not going to listen. They don't. That's also the point. If you know they're not going to, how do you know? Sometimes you know. If you know they're not going to listen, you don't have to bother.
Drumstone's not
going to
work.
Right? Could they? Yeah. Barak Shol, Gabi Tosfos Yom Kippur. Okay. Stories like that. Okay. Damar Bacha Bar Chanina Me'olam Le'Yotza Mida Tova. This is a whole very difficult Gemara here. Me'olam, it never happened. Lo yatzis amida tov mepir Kadosh Baruch Hu. It never happened that Hashem made a good decree v'chazar b'olera and then changed it to bad. Chutz midavar zeh, except for this one time. Dechiv, it says v'yomer Hashem elav. This is a pasuk in Yecheskel. Hashem said to them, avur b'socha ir b'socha Yerushalayim. Go to the city of Yerushalayim. V'hatav is tuf al metzichos anoshim, and put a tuf on the people's heads. Hana'anachim v'na'anachim akol to'avot hana'asos b'socha, but all the bad that they're doing, put a tuf on their head, like a mark. Put a mark on their head, the letter tuf. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Gavriel. Hashem says to Gavriel, lech, go, v'rashum al mitzchon shel tzadikim, go put a mark on the forehead of tzadikim, tuf, shel dio, or the letter tuf, made out of ink, shel yishl du ba malachi chabala. So the malachi chabala shouldn't harm them. That's a mark for them. And on the forehead of the Rishayim, Tav Shal Dam, put a mark of a tuff of blood. Kedei, Sheyeshul Duv HaMachah Chabala. The Machah Chabala will go after those people. When they see the red tuff, they're going to go after them. The black tuff, they're going to leave them alone. Well, those are the tzaddikim.
What does tuff stand for?
We're going to see, the Gemara is going to ask that question. Amra Midas Hadin Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Midas Hadin pipes up, Bona Shal Olam, Manashtanu Elu Me'elu. What's the difference? The Rishayim Tzadikim, what's the difference? So Amalei, what do you mean? Halalu Gomri Tzadikim Gemurim, Halalu Tzadikim Rishayim Gemurim. They're Tzadikim, they're Rishayim. What kind of question is that? So Amalei, in front of Rabbi Shalom, Hayab Yadam Limchos Velo Michu. But they had a chance to stop them and they didn't. So they're not any better than them. They had a chance to stop them. So Amalei, Golav Yadu Lefanai. You know, they wouldn't have listened to that. These people weren't going to listen to Musser. That's a waste of time. They don't have to go now protest and become a bunch of, you know, make themselves. They don't have to do that. So, Amr Lefanov, so the Midas Hadin says back, Ribbono Shel Olam, Im Lefanecha Golui Lehem Mi Golui. You know. How do they know? That's what I said before. How do they know? You know. They don't know. Behind the Siv, and what happened? The decree got changed. Zakein, Bachor, Ubisula, Taf, Vinashim, Tahargu, Lamashchitz. They were all taken by the Mashchitz. Valkol Ish Asher Olaf HaTaf Al Tikshu Umin Mikdashi Tichlu. Uksiv, it says, Ve'achlu Ba'anashim HaZakeinim Asher Lefnei Bayis. Tani Rabbi Yosef Al Tikri Mikdashai Ela Mikudashai. Meaning, Elu b'nei Adam shekaimu et atara kula me'al v'yad taf. U'miyad, and right away, v'hine shisha anashim ba miderech shar ha'elyon asher mipnei tzifona v'ish kli matzvo b'yado. They all had weapons, v'shechet b'sochem lovash abadim v'kesses asofer v'mosna v'evo v'yamdu etzel mizbech anachoshes. Mizbech anachoshes mi have it? There's no such thing as a mizbech anachoshes. Copper mizbech? No. It's chilu makom shomer shira lefanai. They call it the copper mizbeach because it's a reference to the copper instruments of the Levian. That was copper instruments next to the mizbeach. So they call it a copper mizbeach. It was no copper mizbeach, as Rashi points out. Tosfos also says it. Shlomo hid the mizbeach on the choshes. We don't know where that is. And he built the new mizbeach made out of stone. Okay. The point of all this is, Mandiyu Shisha Anoshim, who are these six people? Amar of Chista, Katzaf, Af, Vechema, Umashchitz, Umashabe, Umachale. In other words, the end of the story is that the decree for good was changed to bad because they had a chance to protest and they didn't. Okay, which is a horrible, horrible thought. Okay. Now, I'm going to rush through this because there's so much to talk about in Amud Beis that I really want to make sure we finish. No, we can talk about tomorrow's Amud Beis. Literally, I was looking. I mean, there are shiurim given on this and talks. It go off for hours because you can all have kashas and there is no answer. So here we go. Umayishna tough. Why the letter tough of all things? Amar Rav tough tichya tough tamus. A tough to live and a tough to die. Chazal just points out what kind of letter is a tough. Chayim and Maves, neither word, I mean, Maves had ends with a tough. What kind of tough, tichya, tamus. A funny letter. It has nothing to do with life or death. That word, that letter. Kind of, that's a funny thing the Gemara to say. Right? Just a ha'ara. What kind of thing is that?
It's like saying
the Lama in front of it.
It could be right.
Yichya. Right. What kind of tough?
Prefix, you know.
Ushmul Amar, Shmuel says, listen to this one. Tama zechus avos. The zechus avos is over. You hear that? Zechus avos is over. Ask Tosfos. Look at Tosfos. Ushmuel Amar. Tama zechus avos. I'm sorry. Tama zechus avos. One more line. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, tachun zechus avos. Zechus avos is not over. It's still there. It's tchina. You can still daven zechus avos. So according to Shmuel, right? According to Shmuel, look at Tosfos. Amar Ben Utam. Ben Utam says, you see it there? Dischus avos tama. If schus avos is over, then how do we daven every day? The first bracha of Shmuel Esrei is brachas avos.
Right.
It's over. It says Tosfos. Tam dischus avos. I'm not Amar Ben Utam. Dischus avos tama. Aval bris avos lo tama. The bris of the avos, that did not get, that's not over. What's the difference? The big difference. The bris avos is a covenant. So for example, the story of zechus avos is like this. This is a great mashal that I once heard. It's a great mashal. Right, imagine you and you have a childhood friend that you grew up together. You grew up together, your childhood friend, you grew up together, your best friends. And this guy opens up a yeshiva. Right, opens up a yeshiva. And you want your kid to get in. So he's not going to take your kid. Your best buddies. You grew up together. Your best buddies. Is that going to take your kid? He'll take your kid. What about your grandchild? He'll take him too. Not going to take the grandchild of his best friend. What about the great-grandchild? I mean, assuming that people live longer. And the great-great. And 20 generations later. How? Get watered down. Zechus avos means we're the child of Avram. Hashem's not going to do us a favor. Hashem's not going to... Right? For his buddy Avram. That's what Zechus Avos means. It's a great marshal. Zechus Avos means for the son. I was 50 generations later. Hashem doesn't look at it that way. With the mamash, the son of Avram Avinu, the son of his good buddy. Right? Avram was willing to all the mysterious things Avram did. I'll look out for those. I'll look out for those people. That's over. Says Shmuel. That's over. That concept is over. A different thing. There's a covenant. Hashem's bound. Hashem signed a dotted line. You signed a dotted line. There's a covenant. Hashem can't break your promises. So we still have that. At the end of the day, what's the difference? So Tosfos says, Tzchutaka. Tzchutaka is over. The fact that you're a son of Avram Avinu, that's not impressive. It's not impressive at all. Hashem's not impressed by that. Why? It's over. What's not over? All right, Hashem's signed the dotted line. What could he do?
It's a big difference.
It's a big difference. It's much worse. Tzchutaka is better than Bris Avos, no?
No, Bris Avos means that I made a promise. I'm not going to break my promise, even though I really don't want to.
Exactly. It's worse. Zechus Avos means, look at this. Well, my best friend's son's coming to come to my yeshiva. I'm not going to let him in. With open arms, I'll let him in. It protects you still, exactly. So that's the first shot of Tosfos. The Tosfos is the second shot, and the Re says that arguing, Shmuel says Zechus Avos is over for Rishayim. But for Tzadikim, it's not over. Right? So...
Thomas, for the one would you have the...
Exactly. So when a guy says, I'm Avram's son, Hashem says, you Avram's son? Yeah, Avram's son. I'm not, no protection for you. Right? You I don't want. This one I want. This one's a good boy. This one I'll treat like Avram's son. Okay? For Shalkish Amar, back into the Gemara. Tav, Sof, Chosamo, Shalkadosh Baruch Hu. It's the end of the chasima of Hashem. Remember, Bichanina, chasama shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu emes. The end of the last letter of the word emes is a taf. Right? Still say that's Hashem's seal. Shul Barachmeni Amar Shul Barachmeni Eilu Bnei Adam Shikayim Uetz Torah Kula Me'Alef Yatav. These are the people that are Mekayim the Torah from Aleph to Tav, meaning everything from A to Z, all inclusive. Now, Me'Eim Saitam Zechus Avos. When did this Zechus Avos end? What caused it to end? When did it end? So it's just a lot of psukim that we're going to read it fast. Amar Rav Mimos Hoshea Ben Be'eri. In the days of Hoshea Ben Be'eri, one of the Trei Asar. Shenamar, like it says, Egles Nevlasa Le'enei Me'aveha Ve'ish Lo Yatzilena Miyadi. Ushmul Amar Mimei Chazol Shenamar Ve'Chazol Melech Aram Lochat Es Yisrael Kol Yimei Hayorecha Zuxia V'Yichan Hashem Asam Ve'Yirachamim Ve'Yifin Aleihem Man Griso Es Avram Es Yitzchak V'Yakov La'Avalash Hashchisam V'Lo Shlichem Mial Ponav Ad Ata. See what it says? Laman Briso Es Avram. That's what Tosfos says. The bris is still around. The zechira, the zechus avos, that's gone. The bris is still here. I still have a contract with you people. Fine. I can't break my promise. The bris, that's gone. The bris is not gone. The zechus avos is gone. Yeshua ben Levi Amar, Yimei Eliyahu, Sir days of Eliyahu, Shenemar v'hi balos hamincha v'yigash Eliyahu, Anavi v'yomar Hashem alokei Avram yitzchuk v'yisrael, Hayom yoda ki ata Elohim b'yisrael, v'ani avdecha u'bidvarecha, Atiti et kol dvar me'ela. Rochan Amar Mimei Chizkia, Shenemar, Lamarbe, Hamishre, Loshalom, Enke, Takise, David, Yamamlachto, Lahachin, Oso, Lusada, Bamishbat, Utstaka, Meatovia, Olam, Kinat, Hashem, Sivakos, Tatezos. Okay. More Agarata. Very fundamental Agarata stuff, fundamental principles of Yadut. Amar of Ami, Ein Misa below Chait, there's no such thing as Misa without Chait. The Ein Yisurim below Avon. And there's no such thing as Yisurim without Avon. What? Tough. Tough as anything. Gets more tough. Look at Tosfos. Look at the bottom Tosfos. Now, what does it say over here? There's no Misa below Chait. What does Chait usually mean?
You did something wrong.
You did something wrong. B'shogig. You did something wrong. B'shogig. Chait means B'shogig. Chatas is B'shogig. Avon is on purpose. So the Misa is B'shogig. And if you do it on purpose, then you don't die. You just get Yisurin. You get punished. Isn't that backwards? Oh, backwards, no? For doing the lighter avera, you get a worse punishment?
Well, they're assuming now, based on this line, that if a child gets cancer, he's done something wrong.
Right, one second. That's a different story. That I can't answer that question about the children, but at least with the adults. So, l'chora, dying is worse than Yisurim. L'chora. Tosfos is going to disagree with that. L'chora, dying is worse than Yisurim. I'd rather have Yisurim than die. Most people would rather have, right? Depends what kind of Yisurim, right? I don't know. You have to see how you fit all these Gemaras in. Anyway, here's what Tosfos says. Pirish. L'fish ha'gzira ba af al hashkaga. Right? On show gigs, you die. V'ein Yisurim below Avon, but there's no Yisurim without sins, shall make it. That's amazing. Kida Amar Biyuma. Chatoim Elu Shkogos. Chatos is usually referenced to Shkogos. And Avonos Elu Zedonos. Avonos means on purpose. Now, Af Agav, the Amar Gabi Seir Shiyama Kippurim, Lahagin Aleim, Mina Yisurim, that the Seir Yom Kippur protects you from Yisurim. Mashma, the Yisurim Boim Al Shogeg. So it's a Mashma that Yisurim come on Shogeg. So Tosa says, Hachamayri, the Yisurim Negoim. Horrible Yisurim. Shame michu orim, that they're terrible, they break you. Kidemaisi kra, that the pasuk says. So the Marsha says, what Tosfos is answering is, why on earth is chatas have a worse punishment than mesik? Why does shogi you die, and for mesik you just get yisurim? So Tosfos is saying, no, we're talking about yisurim that are terrible. Not that you stub your toe. People would rather stub their toe than die. What about to have a miserable, miserable suffering? I don't know about that, but they're better than dying. People would say, but just Hashem, just take me already, right? Can't take it anymore, right? It's a horrible concept. Okay. Ein misa b'lo chet t'chsev ha-nefesh ha-chatos hi tamus. Ben lo yisa b'avon ha-av. V'av lo yisa b'avon ha-ben. Tzid ka tzadak alav Torah v'rishas v'risha alav tiyya. Ein yisur b'lo avon t'chsev u'pakarati b'shevet p'sham u'b'negi'im avonam. Okay? Meisvei, wait a minute. Listen to the following story. Amru Malachi Hasharet Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachi Hasharet said in front of Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Bibnei Ma Kanas the Kanasas Misa Al Adam Rishon. Why did you give Misa to Adam Rishon? What did he do wrong? What did he do wrong? And everyone knows what he did wrong. What is this question? So Amalehem, what do you mean? Mitzvah Kala Tzivisiv. I gave him one mitzvah, Kala. One mitzvah, it doesn't do anything. It's a low satsay. Just sit and don't do something. Gave him one low satsay. Vavrola, and he blew it. So the question was, why is he dying for that? Did he die for that? That Misa was came into the world for that reason? For that one infraction? That's harsh. So Amalei, Vala Moshe V'Aaron Shekimu Kala Torah Kul Levameh. Moshe and Aaron kept the whole Torah. Why did they die? Now this brisa holds. The Malachi Asharis held. The Malachi Asharis held that Moshe and Aaron did nothing wrong. L'chora, the Malachi Asharis read the Torah. They read the Torah. They know what they know about Mei Meriva. They know about that. They read it. Doesn't bother them. Why Moshe and Aaron dying? So Amalei, well, answers Hashem. Amalei, it's a pasuk in Kehelas, mikra echa latadik v'larasha latov. There's one end, one mikra, one happening for everybody. Tadik, rasha, makes all difference. They all end up they all end up dying. What kind of answer is that? What's the answer?
No, it's not. It's a question.
It's a question. So what's the story with? So it's a question. I'm sorry, you're right. It's a question, right? What?
Question of Rav Ami.
It's a question on Rav Ami. So what do you see from here? There is Misa without Chet. Is Misa without Chet? No. So the Gemara answers, Hu da'amar ki hai Tana. Rav Ami holds the following Braisa. The Tanya, Rav Shur ben Elazar Omer, no, Af Moshe Aaron b'chet ha-meisu. They did do an Aveira. Shenemar, Yan lo hemantem bi, right? Because you didn't have faith in me. Ha hemantem bi, if you did have faith in me, adayin lo higi atzman ha-chon li patim ha-olam. They wouldn't have died yet. It wouldn't have been time for them to die. So one second. So what do you see from here? What do you see from here? That they did do a sin. Ein misa below chet. I what about Avram and Yaakov? Avram and Moshe and Aaron? They did do a chet. Meisvei. Meisvei. Arba meisu be'intav shel nachash. There were only four people who died. The only reason they died was because the nachash. Was because the Nachash gave advice to eat from the tree. That's the only reason why they died. Be'elohin, who are these people? Benyamin ben Yaakov, the Amram Avi Moshe, Yishai Avi David, the Kilov ben David. What these four have in common, I don't know. I looked, nobody says. I couldn't find the pshat. Once Rabbi Ravner once said the name of his Rebbe, that the four of these people, none of them, they're all great people. None of them were leaders. They were all next to leaders.
Right
next. The son, the father, all busy with the leaders. None of them were leaders themselves.
The parents
and the sons.
Right.
Parents and the sons, but not them themselves. Right? When you're a leader, you just can't. When you're a leader, you can't. You can't not sin. But right nearby, it's possible. It's what these four, the Kilov, we don't even know who he is. He's mentioned in passing. There's no stories about him, nothing. Right?
He's just listed,
exactly. The Kulu Gemara, all of them are a tradition. They're all a tradition. Labar, Miyishai, Avi David, except for Yishai. The Mefarish, Bekra. It's a Mefarish Pasuk. No, it's not a Mefarish Pasuk at all. But here's the Pasuk. It says, Dechsev, V'yetz Amasa, Sam Avshalom, Tachas Yoav, Al Tzava, V'yamasa Ben Ish. Amasa was a man, Hamasha had a man, Ushmo, Yisro HaYisraeli, Ashaba El Avigail Bas Nachash. He married Avigail, the daughter of Nachash. Achos Tzeruya, the sister of Tzeruya, Aim Yoav, the mother of Yoav. I would say Yoav ben Tzeruya, it's a very unusual thing. Tzeruya is a woman. It's a very unusual thing. Right? Yoav ben Tzeruya, Tzeruya is a woman. When do you ever say that? Right? It's Moshe ben Miriam? Ben Yocheved? Nobody says that.
And one Tana,
right? Which one? No, Chana is a man's name.
There's one.
Say Shmuel Bar Shilas. Shilas maybe is a woman. There's one. There's one. I don't remember which one. Anyway, it's a funny thing. It's a very funny thing. Tzuri is a woman. We would never have thought that. Okay. Anyway, now V'chi bas Nachash hava. Avigail was the daughter of Nachash? No. Halo bas Yishai hava. She was the daughter of Yishai. D'chsev, it says, V'achosei and Tzeruiah v'Avigail. Ella, what does it mean? Bas mi shem Nachash. It means the one who died because of the Nachash. Manu, who is that? So and then says that's Yishai. That's a perverse pasuk. Not a perverse pasuk at all. But it's a drush. Anyway, Mani, who is the author of this brisa that says what? That says only four people died. Ile motan the malach hashareis. If it's the malach hashareis who said to Hashem, well, why Moshe and Aaron dying? They held Moshe and Aaron didn't sin for a Moshe and Aaron. There are six people. It's those four plus Moshe and Aaron. And the Elza can't be them. Ella from Shur Men Elazar he. I from Shur Men Elazar. Ushma mina yesh mitzah below chet yesh shitur below avon. She ofta deravami ti ofta. He's wrong. There's such a thing as people dying without anything.
That's the right yesh shitur below avon. The only right about the
below chet. They didn't do anything. They had no chet.
No, so I'm saying they didn't have yesurim. I'm saying is they're only right about the misa. How is it right about the yesurim?
It's not a right about the yesurim. So if one half is incorrect, but some of the other half is also incorrect. Right? Okay? Look at the top Tosfos. I v'aktiv ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher lo yechte. The Pasuk Kehelet, it says nobody, there's no such thing as someone who doesn't sin. Says Tosfos. Berov b'nei adam kamar. That Pasuk means most people.
Four out of a couple of billion is not big.
Right. That's what Tosfos answers. Says the Pnei Yeshua. What kind of answer is that? It says, Ein Adam Ein Ba'atadik Ba'aretz. There's nobody. Don't tell me Rove. There's nobody. Pnei Yeshua says, if I were Tosfos, Tosfos said what he said. If I were Tosfos, I would say they did do sins and they were forgiven. You hear this? Unbelievable vart. They did do sins. He says, Shekvar neschaper lehem al yedei yisurim, o al yedei yom kippurim, v'lo mesu, ella be'itav shel nachash. Why'd they end up dying? They didn't have any more sin. They had a sin, maybe one or two. They did have one or two. Got rid of it right away. Didn't linger at all. They got rid of it right away. Also a very difficult answer. They're both difficult. They're all difficult.
Yeah, because there's probably a lot more people than that.
Exactly. So the truth is that if you look at the, you see the Gilyon HaShas? You see the Gilyon HaShas? You have a Gilyon HaShas there? Yeah. See the Gilyon HaShas on the side? It says, Gemara, Dalet Beis, Bitav Shel Nachash. This is where Rabbi Akiva Eger wrote this. Bezor HaKadosh, Parshas Bereishis, V'yalda, Yoshua. Lo Meis, Ela Be'itav De Nachash. Yoshua Ben Nun also never did anything. Bezor says. The Gemara doesn't put him on the list. Only four people. Seven people went to Gan Eden alive. It's a different thing. Binyamin is one of the same seven, the Gemara says, the Medrash says. So the Marshal just has the following Ha'ara, which is, why does the Gemara say that they died only Be'itav Shel Nachash? Right? What should it say? They died because Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas. So it's always to highlight that the reason why Misa came into the world was because of Lashon Hara. Right away the Nachash starts in. Bad mouthing Hashem. Right? It's to drive home that point as much as we can. Because of the snake. What snake? That's not his fault. It's Adam did it. Adam did a sin. That caused Misa to come into the world and was stuck. Yeah, but what caused that? It's all Lashon Hara. You hear that? That's what Marshall says. Okay. Next. Amar Shul Bar Nachmani, Amar Bionason. So then I'm talking about sin, we talk with Agarata. So this is actually this week's Parsha. So I thought it's very Kedai. Kal HaOmer Ruven Chet, whoever says Ruven sinned, Eino Elatoa, it's only a mistake. Shenamar, it says in the Pasuk of this week's Parsha, Yehi Bnei Yaakov Shtemasar. Yaakov had 12 sons. Malamed, Shekulan, Shekulim Ka'achas. They're all equal. They were all 12 tzaddikim. I Elamani Mekayev VeYishkav Es Bilha Pilegesh Aviv, that he slept with Bilha the Pilegesh of his father. What does that mean? That's pretty harsh. That sounds like a sin. Malame, you know what it is? Shebilbel Matav Shel Aviv everyone knows this, he mixed up the bed of his father. The Torah considers it as if he lived with her. What exactly did he do? So there's a lot of explanations what he did. Rashi says he took the bed out of Bilhah's tent. Yaakov, after Rachel died, Yaakov put his bed into Bilhah's tent because she was Rachel's shifcha. He took it out of Rachel's tent and put it into Leah's tent. It's a terrible breach of tznius. Messing around with your father's terrible breach of tznius. So it's viewed as if Reuven slept with Bilhah. Of course he never did that. That's what Rashi says. The Sefer Yosha says that. Tosfos says. This is a Tosfos in the Hadar Zakenim says he took an egg and he cracked it open on Bilhah's bed. And Yaakov saw that stain. Can you imagine what he thought it was? I'm not going here. Can you imagine the terrible thing that Reuven did? That's what Reuven did. That's what it means. He mixed up the beds. Different vart. These you never heard in elementary school. We only heard the first one, right? He took an egg, cracked it, and made a stain on the bed, and Yaakov didn't want to go be with Bilhah. That's one shot. Another one is, others say no. He took Bilhah's bed out of Yaakov's tent and put Leah's bed in there. Different mixing up the beds. Different thing, right? And Yaakov says,
it makes less sense because they had the tents.
Right. Yaakov says that, not Yaakov says, the Ein Yaakov says, in the name of the Ran, that Reuben was over on Yichud with Bilhah. They were together in the same room together. That's already a little bit of a breach of sneer. Okay, so other parts. Then the Ktav HaKabbalah says, listen to this. Reuben went to the town, went to the market, and told everybody, called Bilhah the Pilegesh of Yaakov. Like the belittling her, like she's only a Pilegesh. Right? She's only a Pilegesh. Okay, that's one. That's the last
He's
one.
He's not unblemished then.
What?
He's not unblemished.
Yeah. It's all things that Reuven did wrong. These are not improper things. These are improper things that he did, but he didn't sleep with her, which is a violation of Eishes Ish, or close to it. She's a Pilegesh, whatever that is halachically. That's very bad. He didn't do that. What did he do? Some smaller thing. He moved the bed. He belittled her. All these other things. He took an egg. All these other things. They're not right. That's what the Tosfos even points that out. We're going to have another thing over here with Eli's sons. They didn't sin in the way the Torah says. They still did something wrong. Right? It's much better to go, hey, he went to the town, he told somebody that Bill is the Pilegesh. That's not nice. That's not Eishes Ish. Right? It's a totally different thing. Okay? And Rav Hirsch says that what he did was, I'm not sure what that means. But I've underlined it. Okay. Do that one out. I'm not sure what that means. Okay. Listen to this. So in the Sefer here, the Otzer Pliyas HaTorah, he has an unbelievable thing over here where he tells all these... listen to this. Huh? It's pretty shocking. He says that the Torah wrote two Pirushim on the Torah. He wrote a Pirush Arach and a Pirush Katzer. In the Pirush Arach, he says, in the name of Huda Chassid, that says, Vayelech Reuven, I'm sorry. The Rabbeinu Ephraim says that this is the Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Rishon, that there was once a drasha given in a shul, Vishamati, Shechasad Echa Dorish Zeb Dorish Birabim, that Reuven didn't do a sin. Uba Elov Reuven Bachalom, Reuven came to him in a dream. Unashko Al Rosho, kissed him on his head. He said, thank you for sticking up for me. That's a Rishon. It's not a Chassidish Rebbe. We're going to get to the Chassidish Rebbe in a minute. That's a Rishon says this story. The story is also quoted in the Berachas Yitzchak, in the name of the Sefer of Yifach Lekach, that there was once in the city of Krakow, that there was a rabbi there of Nata Shapira, the author of the Megala Amukos, that he praised Reuven for not sinning. And the neshama of Reuven came and kissed him on his head. That sefer, that story is also mentioned in the Chidushi HaGershuni, that the Rama Zatzal, the Rama, who's not a mystic, he said that he gave the same drasha, Bishamati, I'm quoting, Shedmus Dikno Shal Ruvain Nisgalilo, the image of Ruvain came to him, Vehechzik Lo Tova, and he gave him Ashkayach, Al Shalemet Al Zechus. And then the Imre Pinchas, or Pinchas of Karatz, who was a Chassidish Rebbe, one of the Chassidic masters, the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, he said the same thing. And the Stei Chemed, who is a Sephardi halachic encyclopedia, says that the same story, that Reuven came to him in a dream and gave him a Shkoyach. The Chida, in the Sefer Me'iros Einayim, on Masech the Shabbos, Daf Nun Hei Amid Beis, says that after you see the story of the Beit Ephraim and the Ramah, he said the Kol HaOmer Reuven Chata, whoever says Reuven sinned, Eino Ela Toeh. The Gemara said, he said it like a joking way. What that means is She'ose Ma'ase Shtus She'ilo Hayim Mefarsha L'Shavach. Had you said it for good, then Reuven would come and give you a big kiss. You hear that? Okay. The Musar is, it's many thousands of years. Asher Reuven Shor B'Gan Eden. Reuven sitting happily in Gan Eden after thousands of years. Im Kol Zeh Hoyel Onachas Ruach Me'achosid Me'Hanal Me'Harama Shedarshu Oso L'Shevach V'Lo L'Gnai V'Hechzik L'Hem Tova V'Yesh L'Hes Orer Mizeh Me'od L'Mod Mikach Kama Choshev L'Odon L'Kav Zchus U'L'Lidrosh B'Shivcho Shal Kol Adam V'Arei U'Kim Avor. Now, that's not worth the price of the Sefer for a vart like that. Can you imagine? Right? Okay. Oh my goodness, we're not going to get to the story. Okay. Anyway, I'll let you know tomorrow if I get the dream tonight. I'll let you know tomorrow.
We're calling multiple people. You got
it. Right. Okay, now, Efshar, is it possible? I'm sorry, Tanya, Shem Eloz Omer, Matal Oso Tadak Me Oso Avon, V'lo B'mai Sezeh Liado, right? That Reuven was saved from this sin, right? And V'lo B'mai Sezeh Liado, and there's nothing happened. Efshar, Asid, Zaro, La'amad, Har'evol, that in the future, Reuven's children are going to sin in Har'evol, V'lomar, Or, Shochim, Reishat, Aviv. Curse is the one who sleeps with a married woman. They're going to get up there and say that if this is true? Obviously, it's not true. V'yavu, Ched, Zel, Yado, Ay, Elamani, Mekayim, Sheishkav, Ezbila, Pilegash, Aviv. What do I do with that pasuk? That means, Elabon, Imon, V'tava, he was upset about his mother's covet, right? Amr, he said, well, imachos imi, if Rachel haisatara li'imi, she was the co-wife of my mother, so I understand, fine, at least she's a regular wife, a real wife. Yaakov favored her more. The real sister. No, she's a real sister and a real wife. Shivchas achos imi tehei tzara li'imi? That Shivcha should be a co-wife now? Reuven was upset about that? Amad u'bilbal es metzah. Achei momim, others say, shtei metzah es bilbal. He ruined two beds. Achas shel shechina, whatever that means. V'yachas shel aviv. Hanu dechiv oz chilalta yitzue aleha. Right? Fine. Kit tanoi. It's actually machlokas tanoim if Reuven did something wrong. Because it says, pachas kamayim al tosar. That's a pasuk that's in the brachas of Yaakov to Reuven in Parshas Vayichi. Reb Elazar omer, pachza, pazasa, which means tahari. Chavza, you're chayiv. Zalasa, you degraded. Reb Yeshua omer, pisal das chatoz zanis. You jumped over the Torah to make a sin. Gamliel Omar, Pilasa, no, it doesn't mean that. Those two held it was a bad thing. Says Gamliel, no. Pilasa, you davened. Chalsa, you davened again. Zarcha, Tfilasecha, your davening was shown. Omar of Gamliel, Adayin Tzvichan Anu L'Modoi. I still need the Modoi. Who's that? Rabbeinu Zamar, Adayin Omer, Hafaches Ativa V'Doshua. Change the pasuk around. It says like this. Za'azasa, which means Yeres HaChet. Hersa'a, you looked. Parcha chet mimcha, and the chet left you. So basically, it's a machlokas. According to Rabbi Lazar Yeshua, Reuven did do something wrong. According to Rabbi Lazar, he didn't. Rava Amar Amila Yirmiyah Bar Abba Zach was Zacharta Ansho Shaldavar. You remember the sin? Chalisa Atzelcha Choli Gadol Pirusha Milachato. You saw the fright and you didn't sin. Okay. Next, Reuven Bnei Eli Bnei Shmuel David Shlomo V'Yoash Simon. Amar Shul Bar Nachmeni Amar Bionathan. Kala Omar bnei Eli chatu in Elatoa. If you say the children of Eli sinned, it's a mistake. Shenemar, V'shem b'nei Eli, v'sham shnei b'nei Eli. He had two sons, Eli. Who were they? Chafni u'Pinchas. Kanam Hashem, Shavala Karav, Amarav, Pinchas lo kasha. Pinchas didn't sin, and Makish Chafni lo Pinchas. Ma Pinchas lo kata, af Chafni lo kata. Elamani, Akayav, Hashem, Yishkivu, Nesan Hashem. They slept with the women. Pasuk says that. They slept with women, married women. They didn't do that. Mitoch, Shahishau, Ez Kinein, Shalhochu, Ba'at, Shalhochu, Etel Balein, since they delayed bringing their kabanos of being tahira after they had given birth, they delayed the kabanos, made the women wait another day before they had to go home to their husband. It's as if they sinned. So Tosva says, Tosva's kol, second to third to last Tosva, it says, Pirish, the Ma'idich Sev Asher Yishkivun lo chatu. They didn't sin sleeping with women. Ella mizvach kachim hayu kidich sin b'terem yikivin lechol. They did sin with being mivazah the kachim. Rashi said that they did sin. That's not as bad, right? They delayed whatever that sin is. That taka was not right. They delayed. But the fact that they didn't do ashes, they didn't do that. Exactly. Gufa amarav Pinchas lo chata. Pinchas didn't sin, and Rashi says but Chafni did. Rashi says. And Shinemar Vachia ben Achita Vachi Ikvod ben Pinchas ben Eli Kohen Hashem. Right, Efshah Chatabal Yado Vatsiv Miyachso. But he gets such a Yichus over here, Pinchas. This is the Pinchas son of Eli. If he sinned, can't be. Valok Farnemar Yichvas Hashem Lishas Yasa Erev Ona Meol Yaakov Umagash Minchal Hashem Sevakos Im Yisrael Hu. Im Yisrael hu lo yelo er bo chachamim lo ona betalmidim vim koin hu lo hayuye bo ben magish mincha el lav shmamina Pinchas lo chata. Pinchas didn't sin, only Chafni sinned. Only one of them sinned. Elo haksev hashe yishkivun, says yishkivun. The Gemara answers, yishkivun ksev. Read it singular. Singular. Only one of them slept. Only one of them did that. Ay vaksev el b'nei ki lo tova hashmua. Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak beniksiv. I voksiv, it says me'avirim. Two, plural. Amr of Hunabed of Yeshua, ma'avirom ksiv. Read it, ma'avirom.
You just change around the entire story.
Now, 1 second. That pasuk, now, says Rod. I, 1 second. I voksiv b'nei Belial. I, it says b'nei Belial. Which means apparently is a reference to both. Mitoch shaylo Pinchas limchos lechafni v'lo micha. Yeah, because Pinchas could have stopped chafni. Malav akasav kilu chata. It's weird as if he sins. Now, correct. Now, Rashi here says that if you take that the word now in the pasuk in the navi, it says a ma'avirim. Ma'avirim with one yud. Rashi says, this can't be right because there are two yuds. Tosfos says that Shas reads the Navi different than we read the Navi. We have a different Mesorah than the Gemara did. How could that be? So there's a gigantic Rabbi Akiva Egi here, where he quotes 19 places in Shas and Medrash, where we have a different text than they did. There's no answer to this question. So we'll start off with that tomorrow. We'll read the Tosfos inside. Let's see what Tosfos was talking about, what Rabbi Akiva was talking about, and then we'll resume tomorrow. I believe tomorrow is just more Agadata. Everyone have a good day, and we're diving for again a Refuah Shleima for Avram Zev Shaul Ben Esther. Everyone have a very good day.